for the Sunday, right? You going to that?
A week from Sunday. I said the Sunday.
Okay, so I think we'll just, you know, we'll be Makriya, you know, clearly. That so the Bechina will be on Sunday. What's a good time on Sunday? Where's Ellie? Ellie gets the boat also. So we have like the corners. 9:30 is good? 10 o'clock? When?
10.
Okay, 10? Okay, so everybody really has, you know, really should show up and come and do the Chazara. And again, it goes without saying, but we'll say it again, that the time next week from 9 to 3, which is, you know, obviously the Seder time in the morning, should not be used for anything other than Talmud Torah. You know, it's, again, preferably Chazara, because that's the purpose of the Bechina, to put things together and to... You know, to be mechazek the learning. If you know people don't need all that time for it's too much, you know, and you want to learn, chulin or tzmura or whatever it is. As far as I'm concerned, that's a personal choice that I respect very much. But what's unacceptable, of course, in every way is that even though there are pressures from college, which are which I understand and which I empathize with, and I remember it well as. You know, as well, but it's not acceptable to do anything for any college, you know, courses, finals, papers, you know, from 9 to 3, you know, from the time that's learning time. That's, I think, a davar pashut. You know, part of what validates the enterprise is these kind of decisions that we make, even in the context of pressure. That's where priorities really shine through clearly. So it is difficult, I know, and it's very tempting. And sometimes people are nichshal a little bit, and if somebody is nichshal, you know, he just has to, you know, rebound strongly, not be misyayish, as we'll soon see. According to the way the Achronim understand the Ramban, which we'll get to in a minute, you know, it's like a cloud. There's no such thing as yiyush bedavar shehu birshuscha. So... On a homiletical level, this is always birshuscha. So even if a person makes a mistake or whatever, he shouldn't be miyayish on the bechina or on the chazara, number one. That's the most important thing. That's certainly biyadcha or birshuscha. But even if people do make mistakes and other things, you know, it shouldn't be you know, the beginning of a total breakdown in terms of one's recognition of and commitment to one's priorities. But you should really make every effort not to be nichshal and to use the zman for, you know... Davrusha Bikdusha. So you know, whatever you want to learn is fine, but it really should be that. And you know, if you could put in more time as well, beyond the 9 to 3, whatever you need to, you know, to solidify the sugyas and put them together, that's even better. So we're giving you an extra Shabbos essentially, even though Yehuda thought I was trying to take away 5 days, but we're really adding a Shabbos. And again, the way that you should look at the Bechina always is that, you know, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do a good chazara and to see all the sugyas in context of each other. I've been told in the past that when you look at it that way and you do it that way, it's really very enjoyable and helpful. And while it might be annoying to sit there and have to write it out once you, you know, once you've done the chazara, that I understand too. But the yeshiva wants bechinas, and since they want them, I think that if they're going to be bechinas, I think they should be serious bechinas that cover the material. In the last couple of years, we've given a little more choice, so that there should be less yiyush, and so that it should reflect maybe more accurately on you know, people's memory or chazara abilities. So I think we're going to continue with that basic pattern, even though, you know, I'm a little nostalgia for being a little tighter, but... I think the consensus of the, you know, the Chazarashir people and so on has been that it's a little fairer the last couple of years than it was previously. So I'm happy to accept that. It's not like the Iraq plan or something where you have to just capitulate. You know, this is more of a, you know, a true consensus of building. So we'll have it that way. So basically, you know, instead of looking at it as a, you know, terrible burden, people really should try to look at it as a, you know, as just a an enjoyable week to revisit sugyas that are hopefully interesting and that in light one of the other will be even more meaningful and will enrich your, you know, learning going forward as well. So that's the plan. If there are any questions, you can get in touch with me or Yehuda or Ellie. And I want to thank, since this is the last year before we break, I want to thank Yehuda and Ellie also for the Chazar Shirim that they've been giving and for assisting me in overseeing everything. They're really doing a wonderful job, and everybody should really be makir tov to them. So I begin with myself. Okay, so that's the bechina. If there are any questions about it, you can ask now, but otherwise we'll turn to the sugya. Okay, good. Just one comment. I'm not going to go into it in detail, but just one comment final on Shini. We're not going to discuss the Shini Hashem, Shini Maisa, Zuta, and how they combine, or how they combine with Yiyush. Maybe we'll leave that for the end of Yiyush, or maybe we'll just skip it. But you have to look, it's a very important topic, and you have to look at the Rishonim, again, just even looking at Tosas on, Tosas here on Samach, what is it? Samach Vamud Beis, right, you have already a little bit of this discussion. The combination of Yiyush and Shini Hashem, or Shini Hashem Zuta, and then you have it again in the Ramban, which we already spoke about in Kufya Dalid. What exactly that combination is, and then Tosas here on Samach Zayin of Aleph also has it again, the possibility of a combination of Shini Hashem Zuta and Shini Maisa Zuta, or either of them and Yiyush. All of this is very very intriguing. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Noseh Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch in particular really go to town on all this, on these various combinations. Whenever you have a combination, you have to weigh whether or not the combination is ends up being quantitative. In other words, you need a certain amount, let's say, of shinui. So to push you over the top, it isn't apples and oranges, so you can get a combination of shini maisa and shini hashem maybe is possible. Again, assuming it isn't apples and oranges. That's one way to explain a combination. Another way to explain combinations are that they really aren't combinations, they just look like combinations, just that one aspect facilitates or it accentuates the other. That may very well be for Shini Maisa and Shini Hashem, whichever one is, whether it's Shini Hashem, which adds, credence to the Shini Maisa, or the opposite, some objective change to go along with the way that people are relating differently to the function, which seems more subjective, but if you have some objective Shini Maisa, that somehow strengthens it. But that perspective is not so much that it's a combination, the quantity, coming from two places, reaching a certain critical mass, as much as it is, I say, the validation or the objectification of one by the other. That's a possibility. If you're talking about the third way that things can combine, this is just general. It happens to be relevant to this sugya, but it can be in other sugyas too. Another way in which things sometimes combine is if they really is a combination, but it's not a quantitative that put you over the top as much as it is the targeting of two different factors. Maybe there are two things that need to be accomplished in a certain task, and normally in the classic case can be done in one fell swoop. Sometimes if you fall short, maybe you can compensate by having, you fall short because you're able to accomplish function A but not function B. So if you have something else that can come along and knock out function B, then you have you've succeeded. So for example, when it comes to, in the case of Shinui, this might be relevant to, there may be certain requirements mitzad gazlin to be kona v'chefetz better. And then there also may be the need to remove the nigzal. Again, zelafi shenu shalo, zelafi shenu prashusa. There are really two factors. Enough kinyan for the gazlan. How about the continued interference of the nigzal? Or another way to say that, it might be a little different, is sometimes there's the kinyan of the gazlan, the kinyan aspect, and then there's the neutralizing the hashava aspect. So another way to explain some of the combinations would be not quantitative, from two sources, not one validating or enabling the other so much, accenting the other, but this idea that where one intense force usually accomplishes the multiple tasks necessary to accomplish the goal, in some cases you can split up the tasks, you can can have it accomplished in two ways. That particularly might be an effective way to explain the combination of Yiyush and some of the Zutas, like Shini Maisa Zuta or Shini Hashem Zuta. I think it's a little more difficult to say that about Shini Maisa Zuta and Shini Hashem Zuta, though not impossible, but I think less likely. Another point about the Yiyush and the combination of either Shini Hashem Zuta or Shini Maisa Zuta would be like the Ramban's models. And they are not so much to validate or accentuate, like I said before, but a little bit to enable or to facilitate. In other words, maybe what allows me sometimes, let's say, to be korei shem and to be the one to make that designation significant or stick, maybe for that you need something like Yiyush. Like Ramban says, so it won't be chozol b'riyaso, so that it will be not davar she'eno shalo. So these are some of the models of how it works, and I'm not going to follow up beyond that, but the Rishonim already have different views, and then in particular, you look at, it's very easy to find, it's where it should be in the Chosha Mishpat. The Achronim speak a lot about it as well. You had a question briefly, right?
The example of combination, I mean, if we're saying that the way it works is that this way is that it's filling tasks, so what would be an example?
Split tasks? So well, Yush and Shinui, and a smaller Shinui might do that. Maybe Yush gets rid of the Chiyav HaShava, or the interference of the Nigzal, because so it's like the Nigzal relinquishing his control. So whereas the Shinui part, even the Zuta, may be something that the Gazlan does, or it's the Chafza.
What would be happening, though, in a combination, then?
What do you mean, what would be happening in combination?
I mean, if this is not a combination, which we're saying, this is not a combination, this is, you know, filling different tasks, so what would be...
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it just means, like, what I meant by combination, would mean the quantitative combination? No, what I meant was, you need a certain amount of shinui, you know, in order to be, like, a certain amount in order to be considered a shinui, to get you over the, you know, I mean, life is in flux, right? So there's always shinui, but what marks a significant enough shinui that you've gone beyond the Rubicon, you know, to a different definition. So normally you get that from either Shini Hashem or from Shini Maisa, but if you have a little Shini Hashem and a little Shini Maisa, one way to look at it is, you know, we call it something different than there, and it is physically a little different, so that combination is enough of a change. But that's why I added intentionally, if it isn't apples and oranges. And that sometimes, you know, you have a little of this and a little of that. That doesn't mean that you have, you know, you now have a lot. It just means you still have a little of it and a little of that. Right? So that's the apples and oranges comment. Okay. Good. So that's an approach to that sugya of combining, I think, four models. And there are different shitas, and I think you just have to plug in and see how it works. Okay. Then one other quick comment, and that is the last thing we discussed is Reb Chaim Revelvel. The idea of Harish HaKalafanecha as opposed to Shinoi Kona. And two quick points on that. One quick point. Okay. I wanted to say something about Avadim. I'm not going to say something long about Avadim, just very, very short, just to make quick reference. The problem that we contended with was the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam says that Avadim v'hiskino are, you could say, Harei Shel Chalafanecha. And the difficulty was, if the Rambam paskens like the Rif, that Avadim are kimetaltalin, although we showed in the Sugya and Sadi Zayin that the Rif doesn't completely pasken that way either. I mean, he does, but Linyan Tashmishim, he seems to be pulling back from that point. That was our discussion of Avadim. Anyways, if the Rambam held like the Rif, which is how the Tur read the Rambam, then fine. Except that doesn't necessarily work in so well with Perek Tes, Hilchos Gzeila, and so on. If the Rambam holds like the majority of Rishonim, which is Avadim Hukshul Karkos, even when it comes to the question of Shinui Kona, or Kark and Igzeles, or Avadim Nigzalim, so then it's just difficult why the Rambam formulated it this way. Avalim gazal behemos v'kachshu kakash efshalachzor, o shegazal avadim v'hiskino, o shegazal matbeah v'nifsal b'medina, and so on. The Rambam says you can say reishu chalafanecha. It sounds like the reason is comparable to the other things surrounding it, which is these are not sufficient shinuis as opposed to the reisha, which are more substantial shinuyim. Nizdak pasla melech gazal peres v'kivu kulon. Yain v'nischametz, etc. It sounds like you know, the problem of the Rambam is a technical one. How much shinui is there? Why does the Rambam throw that in with the others if the problem really is one of nigzelus? That's the problem. So at the time, I made a suggestion I threw out, and I just wanted to go back to it for 1 minute. And that was that maybe what the Rambam, maybe the Rambam thinks that, and I think it's a chiddush, but maybe the Rambam thinks that the fact that avadim are kikarkos itself contributes to not defining this as a shinui gamur. Now, objectively, I think it's an interesting pohar. I haven't seen it. I'm speculating about it. I think it has merit, just on pure objective grounds. And I think it might help a little in the Rambam here. But let me just step back 1 second and explain. Number one, I think that the whole problem should now be just looked at in a slightly different vein anyway, in light of the comments of the Grizz. One of the things that he pointed out was that there are two Rambams. There's the Rambam here in Perek Gimel, and there's the Rambams in Perek Beis. And he was suggesting that the Rambams in Perek Gimel, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalin, which begins with Gazel Behema Bizkino, Kachasha Kachash Eino Yachal Aksar, Kegon Chaloim, Shein Lem Refua, Osha Gazel Madbeya Benistak, Osha Gazel Peres Verkivu, etc. Hareza Kemisha Gazel Kli Veshavro, Umishalim Peshas Akzela. By saying Hareza Kemisha Gazel Kli Veshavro, the Rambam is referring back to Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav in Gzela, and Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav in Geneva. That halacha, which was the source of Reb Chaim's conclusion that there's a din of Horesha Chalafanecha, which is separate from Shinui Kona. In other words, according to the Grizz's extension of Reb Chaim, he's saying, oh, this is the source, this is the comparison. Gimel Dalet is not about Shinui Kona. Gimel Dalet is about Horesha Chalafanecha. That's point number one. So already, the fact that the Rambam is considering the possibility that Eved will be you'll not be able to say Horesh Chalafanecha has to be looked at in a slightly different way, right? Because it's no longer, you know, but had it been, you know, a sufficient shinui, you would say what? Shinui Kona. Perhaps not. It may be in some of the cases, but the common denominator in this halacha of the Rambam is whether you can say Horesh Chalafanecha. So what the Rambam is saying is, and even if you want to read the Bemedvar Mamurim, the continuation, Bemedvar Mamurim b'shehitzra gzeila, avom nisrfa hagzeila, o avda achar shenesr b'hana, we discussed this at the time. Is this referring to all the cases? Only a couple of specific ones, right? So that depends on, you know, whether or not the Ravid's reading of the Rambam and the Tur's reading of the Rambam, whose reading of the Rambam is correct. Okay. But even if you want to read that the Rambam also thinks that if you destroy it completely, if the Eved is dead, right, so then you can't say Horesh Chalafanecha. So again, what really bothered us by that is, but if the Rambam doesn't hold like the Rif, and he really holds that Avadim Einim Nigzalim, then how could that be? Okay, but now, in light of the Ha'ara of the Grizz, which is that this is not Halacha of Shinui Kona, this is Halacha of Horesh Chalafanecha. So then all that the Rambam is really saying is that if the animal, if the Eved dies, then you can't say Horesh Chalafanecha. He's not saying Shinui Kona. He's saying there's no Horesh Chalafanecha. That's a different game. That's a different issue. And in particular, in light of the other comment of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is discussing the Sugya Daf Tzadi Zayin in the end of the piece in Perek Beis Hilchos Gzeila. So he talks about the Ravid and Shol Shalom Midas in the case of Pachasa. So Reb Chaim just has a horror, and he says there, says, by the way, you know, when something is completely gone, it doesn't matter whether you say Shinui Kona or not anymore. Meaning you still have to relate to what used to be here and isn't here anymore. But you can't say that, you can't say Horesh Chalafanecha if something doesn't exist. Essential. That's what Reb Chaim points out. And that's how he explains the sugya on Tzadi Zayin. So the point is, even if Avadim Einim Nigzalim and Shinui Yena Kona, but in the end of the day, the question is, can you, in light of Reb Chaim and Reb Elbel, the question is, can you say Horesh Chalafanecha when you have the dead Eved? The answer very well may be no. Of course, I'm assuming that there is a chiyuv hashava, even if avadim einim nigzal. Okay, is that what you're about to? Yeah, which is not such a terrible thing, right? As Ephraim will tell you, because we've seen this phenomenon already a little bit, right? Karka a little bit, avadim, right? We've seen this idea, and especially if we see that Chiyuv Hashava, you know, comes a little bit from holding on to something which doesn't belong to you fully, then it's not bad at all. Again, we'll also see the Nesiva says exactly the opposite, right? That there certainly is no Chiyuv Hashava in Avadim. But we'll get back to that point. But if you say this, the point is it's not nothing to do with Shinei Kona. It's not Kinyani Gzeila. It's just the ability of saying Harei Shalcha Lefanecha, and if not, well, again, it might end up being like Rav Chaim's Mazik, but for a different reason, in a way. But let me get back to the other point for a second. And that is, the Gemara seems to say that whether or not you can say Avadim V'Yizkino Harei Shalcha Lefanecha or not depends on the question whether Avadim are Kekarka or Avadim are Kemetaltalin. Because as we know, the whole Shakla Vitari, which you read at the time on Sadi Bab Mabes, Sadi Zayin and Aleph, is all about, the Gemara starts quoting Rav Meir, right, the Mishnah and Rav Meir and the Chachamim, who says what, and then they start quoting Einish Vayim Al Avadim, right, then Bali Tosas start wondering about the relationship to Kinyan, and so on and so forth. So it's just very strange either way that the Rambam formulates the problem of Avadim v'Hizkino. It sounds like Avadim v'Hizkino is the equivalent of Gazal Matbeya v'Nifsal b'Medina Zu, or Kachash She'ef Sharlachzor. Doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. It sounds like in the Gemara the Machlokas depends on Avadim are Kekarka, or Avadim are Kimetaltalin. So I want to say very simply is this. And that is, maybe that's exactly the point in the Rambam too. I mean, I just want to put these things together. The Rambam believes that if you have an Eved and you steal the Eved, there may be a Maisa Gzela, there may be an aspect of Mazik based on that Gzela for Tashlumi, like Reb Chaim says, or even if you don't go so far, but at minimum you've taken the object, and you can't ignore the fact that you removed the object from this guy's Rishus, and you removed it when it was a Chef, when it was something, and on some level you have to give back something. That could all be true, even if you hold that Avadim are kekarka, and karka in an exeles, and shinui eino kone. However, that doesn't mean that you can get away with saying Horesha Kalafanecha. But now the question of saying Horesha Kalafanecha is, as it is in shinui, but even more so in Horesha Kalafanecha, is how much of a gap, how much of a discrepancy is there between the chefetz that was stolen and the chefetz that you're about to say Horesha Kalafanecha to? So that question, Gufa, it seems eminently logical to me, although if not for the Rambam, I don't know if I would have interpreted it this way, that there might, the question of Avadim Hukshu L'Karkos or Avadim Hukshu L'Metaltalin might very well be relevant. Because as we discussed, Avadim Hukshu L'Karkos or Avadim L'Metaltalin isn't just a question of the consequences. Does it have Kinyan Gzela? Is it Nitan L'Mais Gzela? It also relates to something else, and that is, how do you look at an Eved? Right? Do you look at an Eved like a Cheftza, like any other Cheftza? You have a Behemah, you have an Eved? Shvulachem poa machamor. Okay? So an Eved is a commodity. It's a Cheftza. Or do you look at an Eved not as a Cheftza, not as a commodity alone, but as a Gavra of something with more stature? Not just you don't look at it with a, you know, it's just a dollar sign on its head. What value it earns for me? In a way, that's the, you know, major discussions of the sugyas in Kiddushin, right? And the sugyas in Gittin, sugyas in Kiddushin about Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani, each in its own dynamic. The sugyas in Asholeach about Eved Kanani, right? Kinyan Iser, Kinyan Mamon, the relationship between them, how do you get rid of an Eved, how do you acquire an Eved, what you can do with an Eved. Fine. And in general, that has a lot to do with the question of Avadim, Hukshulakar, Einish Baim, Eino Na'a, as we've discussed. Partly it has to do with, do you look at the present, do you look at the larger picture, do you look at it only for what, you know, what you can get for it on the Shuk, or it has a different kind of a value, or like the Rishalmi, right, that the reason that karka is not in Ixelles is because of tashmishim. I mean, you don't own the goof, you only own the tashmishim. Once that issue comes into play, the question of whether karka is le'inyan gzela, do we look at avadim kekarka or not, is partially a question whether or not we look at avadim as any valuable commodity and defined that way, assessed that way, both in terms of its you know, Maisa Kinyan, Mazik, Gezel, Ona'a, Shavua, or we look at it as something that transcends the Cheftza, something that we look at in a different way. It seems logical to me that that question, Gufa, may dictate when you can say Aresha Chalafanecha and when not. When it comes to Behema V'Hizkino, so it's not the efficient Behema that it was, it's a different Cheftza. If it isn't different enough for Shini Kona, it's at least different enough to say Aresha Chalafanecha. Okay. But when it comes to Avadim Shehizkino, if you hold Hukshul Karkos, namely, we don't look at an Eved in exactly the same way that we look at a Behema. So then, I'm not saying that he's getting better with age, he's become more distinguished and more cosmopolitan. I'm not suggesting that necessarily. What I'm saying is, to break the tziruf in Aresha Chalafanecha between the Eved before and the Eved after, as opposed to the Behema before and the Behema after, is a different perspective. You don't just look at it in market value. Because avadim, ein nishboim al avadim, ein ona la avadim. Ein avadim nigzalim. Why? You could do a bicek zela, you can pick him up. The answer is because he isn't just a cheftza. He walks on his own steam, he has a mind of his own. That makes him different, le'inyan, everything. So that gufa is what's responsible for saying avadim v'iskino can say Aresha Chalafanecha. That's a suggestion. So basically, just to sum up, the Rambam here is problematic. He implies that avadim v'iskino is a problem of the shiur shinui. Moreover, the Rambam implies that shinui should be kona if you had a real shinui, and maybe kilui would be that real shinui. On the other hand, if we look more carefully in the Rambam, and that's problematic, because number one, it doesn't seem like the Rambam really does say, like the Rif, that avadim are kimetaltal in l'nyan gzeila. Moreover, the Gemara seems to tie avadim v'yiskino to avadim hukshul karkos versus metaltal. That seems clear in the sugya. So all I'm saying is, A, once we realize that these Rambams aren't necessarily about shinui kone at all, they're only about Aresha Chalafanecha, that takes care of one part of the problem. B, it also contributes to helping the rest of the problem, which is, how much of a problem is it? Can you say Aresha Chalafanecha? I mean, there's no Shinui Kone. You don't need Shinui Kone. But at the same time, all you need to be able to say is, here's the Eved, he's back. He's not Nigzal. And here he is. It's not Pachas. As far as that is concerned, there really is a difference between Kilui and Iskino, and maybe that itself, the reason that Behema v'Iskino and Avadim v'Iskino are different is precisely because, indeed, we just are the way that we relate to Eved is in a totally different, the way that we assess him, and therefore his Aresha Chalafanecha, is in a totally different way. But if it was Kilui, in Achanami. Karka, when there's Kilui, is still Karka. Avadim, when there's Kilui Gamor, that's the point when Avadim are no longer Avadim. Especially because he's a gavra, somewhat of a gavra, not just a cheftza. Karka is a cheftza li'olam vaed, and it's based on location. So that never changes. It goes back to also what I was suggesting for Perek Tes Halacha Aleph in the Rambam again, that one of the points of distinction between karka and avadim is precisely this point, namely whether it's considered, whether kilui is considered shinui, shinui gamur, and a maisa hezek at that. Okay. Anyways, that's for Shinui. Let's move on now to Yiyush. Let's have somebody read very quickly so we can get the Gemaras in, and then we'll talk about what we can get in. And I say next month, we'll speak a little bit more about Yiyush. We're going to speak now about Yiyush Kedikoni, if Yiyush works in Zela. We'll speak, we'll start next month, but again, I want to move very rapidly through it. Yiyush Kedi Lo Koni. If Yiyush Kedi is Lo Koni, does that mean that Yush has no impact? It seems not. It seems it can still can combine with Shinui Maisa, with Shinui Hashem, with Shinui Rishus. How does that work if Yush Kedi Lo Kani? Obviously, at least according to many Makoros, if you say Yush Kedi Lo Kani, it doesn't mean it's nothing. It means that it's not sufficient, but it's something. Something in what way? We get back to the combination issues. Something that facilitates, something that is half of something else, that targets partially. So that's what we'll get to. Yish Kedi Lokani and Yish and Shina Rishus, and then also just a few of the local issues, including Mitzvah Bavera. That's what we'll start with next month. But for now, I want to get as far as I can, at least, on Yish Kedi Kani. Okay, so let's have somebody read first. Daniel, you want to read? Let's start from Samach Vav Amud Aleph. I think the shinui parts we read already. So let's start. Yish Amar Achmana, Amar Achmana. I think that's Amar Abana. Yeah.
Yish Amar Achmana, the nickname. Yish Lo Yidain Yidar Raisi Yidar Abana. Yidar Raisi Amid Avi Amot Aveda. Amot Aveda La Kiru Miyayish Mar Mine. Amid Al Tifu Yade. Pani Lay. Ainamik Yidar Miyayish Mar Mine. Pani Mar Pani Lay.
So this is, of course, very interesting already. If Yush is going to work, the Makar is going to be from Aveda. Correct? Yush works on Aveda. That's the given. Question is whether or not we can extend the information from Aveda to Gezeira. And that's the second half of the Gemara as well. Go ahead. Okay, so you have three shitos. Yush ena kona filu drabanan, yush kona drabanan b'neta kona sashavim, yush kona daraisa, based on Aveda. But what's particularly interesting is the Gemara is very upfront about the factors here. But when you consider when you step back and think about it, this is a very tamua Gemara. Why? The question is whether or not you learn from Aveda. Or, since it's Visura Saliade, it's different than Aveda. Correct? So what would you think? Number one, we have to define what is this factor of Visura Saliade. What impact does it have? Why should it have impact? It's fascinating. It's so prominent in the Gemara, the Rishonim almost ignore it. They don't ignore it at all, actually. They do not define it in a very specific way at all. You would expect that there would be all sorts of explanations. What does Yisurah Saliyada mean? Why is it important? No. It's mentioned. It's always there in the sugya. It's very, very much ignored in terms of definition. That's just a phenomenon. I don't know why that is so at all. I have no speculation about that. It just is. So that's point number one. What does Yisurah Saliyada mean? Does it mean Chiyuv Hashava? Because it comes in the face of a Chiyuv Hashava? Does it mean Maisa Vera, Maisa Isur? The problem, the limitation is that, you know, whatever kinyan you're making is done in the context of Isur. So the Meshicha, let's say, is not a Meshicha, a proper Meshicha, something of that sort. Xos has such a formulation. Xos says the Meshicha is B'Isur, it's not a Meshicha. Others, maybe that's what the Ramban has in mind in Kufi Dalet, it's hard to know, say, probably refer to the Isur Asal Yad is referring to Chiyuv Hashava of some sort. Or do they mean the problem is the Nigzal? After all, maybe it can't be Miyayish because Zelefi Shena Shalov, Zelefi Shena Breshuso. Maybe he doesn't have the Koach to be Miyayish, just like he doesn't have the Koach to be Makdish. Is that what Yisur HaSaliyada means? So Yisur HaSaliyada doesn't refer to the limits on the Goslin per se, it's the limits of the Goslin because of the limits of the Nigzal. As opposed to saying he can't do a Meshicha B'Isur, or his Chiyuv Hashava prevents him from actually taking advantage, capitalizing on the Kinyan Yush. Those two perspectives, you know, have this, the problem with the Gaza. The third, what I'm suggesting, is a problem of an Igzal. Maybe that's an issue, though. For the Nesivos, that actually might work nicely. We'll soon see, the Nesivos really holds this idea that Yush, Kozmanche, Birshuska doesn't work. Maybe it depends on the criterion of Zelefi Shena Shalov, Zelefi Shena Birshuso. We'll get to it. So we're just not sure what this Isura Asaliyado is about. Or maybe it's about something else. The Birchas Shmuel actually has a line, which I'll get to soon anyway, where he talks about Yush as a Matir and Yush as a Kinyan. He says the Isura Asaliyado, the problem is the Yush isn't the Heter. I'm not sure whether that's just not a restatement of some of the other things I just said, or something separate. It's hard for me to know what he means by that. But it's an interesting formulation. Okay. Yush be'isur is not a matir. You need yush to be a matir or to be beheter in order to work. Whatever. But what's fascinating is, whatever you say about be'isur asaliyadu, well, maybe it depends on whatever you say, but structurally, when you read the Gemara, it's just tamua, and the Rishonim ask it in their own way, for what reason, Daniel? We want to know whether to learn out from Aveda, right? And we want to know whether the factor of Yisur HaSaliado is a reason not to learn out from Aveda. Take it from there. So what's the conundrum here? One would think that there would be a very simple test. Right? There's something called Yush, we know it from Aveda. We're weighing whether to apply it to Gzela. On the other hand, the reason maybe not to, militating against, is Yisur HaSaliado. What's a simple test? Well, what would you want to do? First thing you would want to do?
See Yush and Gzela. Aveda and Gzela at the same point before or after.
But you said too much. You're right, but to say better. What would you want to test? One case. You said it, but you just said too much. You were called a Mosif Goreya. But go with your instinct. What would you want to test? What? I said, listen, you have one call. You can find out about one case.
I'd see Gzela after Yeush.
Well, Gzela after Yeush, is... Oh, you mean Bet Teras Aliyado of Gzela?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not bad. But if there really isn't such a thing, because it's always... Unless there would be some other case, let's say a Lokeach or something. Right, Yush Hashina Rishus, let's say. That's how some people explain Yush Hashina Rishus. Ramban explains that the reason that Yush Hashina Rishus works, even though Yush Kadid does not work, is because for the Lokeach, it's Bet Teras Aliyado. It's not such a davar pashut either, but that's what the Ramban says. Right? The Lokeach, when he comes to this already, when the Goslin comes to it, it's Bisur HaSaliado. When the Lokeach comes to it, it's Beteir HaSaliado. Correct? If you interpret that, I mean, on a certain level, that's true. That's what the Ramban says. That's why Yush Hashina Rishus, you rehabilitate, Yush, it becomes like Yush HaAveda. That's the Ramban on Kufyud, also on Kufyud Dalet. Right? So that's what you said is not bad. I mean, what will be Yush, but that's, it's not bad, but it's not great, because then you really haven't proven anything about the case that we're interested in. We want to know whether Yush is going to work in regular Gzela, where it's Bisur HaSaliado. You're just really providing a case to prove, to reinforce that had it not been for Bisur HaSaliado, then Yush would work in Gzela too. Yush Hashina Rishus. When we get to it, we're not going to get to it today. But tafasta ruvelo tafasta. But Yush Vishina Rishus, well, not everybody agrees with the Ramban either. That's the way it works. But you're on the right track. Well, what about the other direction? Not at Teras Aliyado of Yush Ogzela, but exactly. That would be the key. That would be the case to find out about methodologically. Why? Because we want to know whether or not a Yush of Aveda can work in the environment of Yisur HaSaliado. So what about, nice to say for Venechzi, Yush, Aveda, Yisur HaSaliado? Right? That would be the case. You don't pick up the object. When you pick up the object, it has not yet... Well, the word Yisura is a little bit of a misnomer here. It's not misnomer. Not Yisura. Bechiyuva. Shalom behetera, let's say. Right? Meaning when you pick up the object... The Yush has yet to take place. That should determine the issue one way. That's why the Gemara is Tamua on the surface. You're going to learn from Aveda, but it's not the case of Aveda, and that's why you have a Safek. But had it been that case in Aveda, what would be the Halacha? The Pashnas? Would Yush be Kone? It is Kone? I don't know, I'm asking. I'm just like, it's me with sleep, I'm a simple guy. Ketalmid a Yoshev Lifnei Rav, I'm just asking you a question. Torah hiv lomad on itzarech. I can tie it under your desk there or something. I want to know whether Yish Baveda, when you pick up the when the Yish comes after the picking up of the Aveda, are you going to the Aveda or not?
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, you shouldn't have.
The simple reading of the Gemaras are yes or no?
No.
Josh, who discusses this question? Yeshua.
Oh.
Joshua. Yeah. Hey, who discusses this problem? Who doesn't discuss the problem? Joe, who discusses the problem?
Aleph Paratostos.
Correct. Who else?
In Babesia, the Rambad.
Correct. Tosis really asks this question. We just need to appreciate what an important question it is. Right? Just when you read the Gemara, it's just you cannot read this Gemara and not be struck by how problematic the Shakla Vitaria is on the surface. We want to know if he's Suras Eliado, torpedoes, Yiyush, and that will determine whether you can learn Gzela from Aveda, but an Aveda does torpedo it. So what's a Safek? That's what led Tosis to come to what conclusion?
It should be
able to. Now what? Read the Tosis quickly. One second. Which one are you reading? That's the equivalent of Vim Tomar V'yesh Lomar. What's going on in the Sugya? What's the room for the Safek? It doesn't work in Aveda in this, if it doesn't work for the Makar because of this factor, then it shouldn't work for the extension because of this factor. Because Tosa says it in such a gentle, adin way, we sometimes lose the force of this particular question, how important it is. Tosa just says, Afalpi, he should have said, Tema, Vim Tomar, right? He doesn't, so that's why it's a little bit, lulls us into a false sense of the importance of this. But this is a very important question. Go ahead. What does it also say? You're not koned free and clear, but you are kona. The be'en l'inyan. You can keep the ben, but you have a chiyuv tashlumin. Now that is a chiddush of Tosis. There's no gemara that says that anywhere. That's what you have to appreciate. This is a huge chiddush of Tosis that came as a result of reading this gemara. Tells us about the Gemara. It doesn't. It's just impossible to read. Tells us says it must be that Isura Asal Yado in Metzia also. Now one could have said. Tells us could have said. They could have qualified it further. They could have said that's the Safek of the Gemara. Tells doesn't say that. And Tells us said goof. Since there's no other evidence, as far as I know, of such a conclusion. And in my opinion, for example, the Ramban, who understands things a little bit differently. Probably rejects the view of Tosis. The Ksos says it explicitly. Ksos explicitly says that according to the Ramban, I'm getting ahead of myself, I'm assuming everybody read everything, but we'll explain in just a minute what we mean. But according to the Ramban in Bukhamos and Bab Metzia, the Ksos says this conclusion of Tosis is wrong. This conclusion that in Metzia, if you pick up a chayfetz, la'achar yiyush, that you can keep the chayfetz, and the only question is, damim, Ramban thinks it's wrong, according to the Ramban, if you pick up the chayfetz, La'achar yiyush, you have no kinyan on the ben at all. Lifayush, I'm sorry. You got me. Lifayush. Correct. Bisura Asaliyah. The equivalent of Bisura. So that's why Tulsa's here is a huge thing. What forced Tulsa into the skiddish? Otherwise, what's going on in the Gemara? So the truth is, if you wanted to moderate Tulsa's a little bit, one could have said, the Gemara's safek is what all includes, rather, what will be the halacha regarding mitziah. Will there be a chiyuv damim in such a case, or will there be nothing? Probably the reason the Bali Tosfos didn't want to hedge their bets on that is because then the safek isn't really about gzeila at all. The safek is a safek really and purely in mitziah. It sounds like Tosfos thinks that everybody will agree that there's a kinyan be'en and tashlumin in the case of mitziah. The question is about gzeila. But then that gets us back to the question. Right, if that's a davar pashut, then what's the safek of the Gemara about gezel? We now know that yiush bi surah asaliyado is a kinyan be'en with a chiyuv tashlumin, which is exactly what we would expect that it would be if it would work in gezel. So mimanav shach, the question, the Gemara doesn't get off the ground unless you assume what Tosa says about mitziah. If you assume what Tosa says about mitziah, so then why is there a safek in the Gemara on the other side? You understand what I'm asking? Yeah,
I mean, because Isuras Liyadeh means, I mean, they're interpreting Isuras Liyadeh means that there's some sort of issue that he was over everybody, but he took it.
Oh. So now the question is, what you have to add it, I mean, that's the point. I mean, what forced Tosis into this conclusion is the equation. But at the end of the day, what you have to add is, Tosis understands that the suffix of the Gemara is then, this is a rereading of the Gemara completely, whether Isuras Liyadeh, which is a more accurate description of Gzela, and Shelo Beheter Gamor Asaliyado, which is what takes place in Aveda, are they Hainuach? In Aveda, even if it's Shelo Beheter Gamor, it's Pashut, that there's a Kenyan of Be'en and a Chi of Tashlumin. But in Gzela, since it isn't only Shelo Beheter, but it is Be'iser, and it's his initiative, the Iser. So maybe it's even less. Maybe there's not even a kinyan on the ben. That's a total rereading of the Gemara. Okay. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz was also bothered, but not by this question, but by the parallel question. Oren?
According to Tosfos, why is the Gemara bringing up Yeish that happens before you take it at all? That's not just a comparison to Zeus.
Say again?
According to the sources, why does the Gemara bring up the case of Aveda where your Yesh happens before you take it? That's not the comparison of the Gemara to Zela. The comparison of the Gemara to Zela is when the Yesh happens after you take it.
That's what the Gemara means by Surah Saliyada. That's what the Gemara is saying like this. The classical case of Mitziah is... Oh, you mean you're saying the Gemara should have been written... Either way, it's funny that the Gemara is formulating it that way, according to Tosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara should have said more clearly if Tosis' halacha was correct in Mitziah, where it's be Shelo Be'eter Asaliyado, it's a kinyan. Does that mean it's also a kinyan when it's actually be Surah Asaliyado?
Why should you go out of its way to say that the case of the Yesh is when the Yesh happened before you took it?
Right. Because okay. Maybe the point is that maybe either way, conceptually, in all cases, the question is about the be'en, and as far as that is concerned, it's always the yiyush. I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, but I think it's a good question.
According to Tosfos, how do we know that the Gemara isn't asking from all cases of Aveda, including after he came to his hands already? I mean, Tosfos interprets Isur versus the Tera as whether or not you were over some sort of Isur in order to take it.
That's implicit in Tosfos. It doesn't say anything in any of this.
Right, but that's usually what Tosfos says. And then you get to the Gemara is saying, in regardless of the case, you're talking about before.
No, but it's the Orange is saying, why did the. If Tosfos is right, so then the Gemara really should have said, in Mitziah, which when it's Shalom Be'etei Rasa Liyado, it works, but does that mean it also works when it's Misura? It said it could have been formulated better.
According to Tosfos, Tei Rasa Liyado, you just. Well, I'm reading it, simply means that you weren't.
But Terasa Liado, even Lachayush, when you pay. Because you're not one of these. Oh, that's what it means. That's what the words mean.
Yeah.
Okay, you could say that. Right? In other words, the words of Terasa Liado don't mean before Yush, maybe according to Tosis. They mean there was no Iser. So that's even in a case where it's Achar.
The other side is from the first.
Right. Is it clear in the Gemara that the Gemara is asking about a case? One second. Why does it say Mekami de Teis Eliade? Right. It is still a good question. Right. It shouldn't say, your answer would be good if it didn't say the words Mekami de Teis Eliade. I don't know. That's what the question is. Why is that Mekami de Teis Eliade? Either way, it's Behetera from this point of view. I don't know.
In fact,
the question is even stronger because the Gemara says the commentator says the other,
right.
And in the case of
it would have been stronger for Tosafot if they had said Vatera Saliyade, but not meaning Mekami. But right. Even though it's Ma'afar.
On the other side of Veda, the Asaliyade, it doesn't say to this the other way around. It's like it stresses becoming the Saliyade, which Lechor is the other case. Right. Meaning that
that's Oren's question.
I'm saying it's stronger because you could just as easily lift it out.
You could?
Just as easily lift it out.
Lift it out. What does lift it out?
Lift it out.
Left. Oh, left it out. Oh, I thought it was kind of like the loo of the cow or something.
I checked that. It comes from Old English loan, which means to move.
Ah, okay. I appreciate that. Right. I mean, it's the same. Right. You're reinforcing Oren's question. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know the answer to this to the question. But I think that the analysis of what Tosa says and how to read the Gemara is correct. I just, the Tosa says... That's what makes it not the strongest shot maybe in the Gemara, which is maybe why the Ramban doesn't like it. But the Ksos points out that the Ramban doesn't need it and the Ramban doesn't think it's right. Even though he doesn't explicitly deny it, but it's implicit in the Ramban, we'll soon see. Yeah.
I just thought, Tosa seems to be adapting a very strict parallel.
Right.
He thinks that the case of Gzela has to be the same as the case of Aveda.
Well, you want to get them as close as possible, otherwise there's no reason for a socket.
Well, we want to know whether the idea of Yeyosh defined by Aveda can be applied to Geneva in different cases. I mean, just the first step is simply to say there's an idea that applies here as there, and then you can go about
it. I understand. All I'm saying, what's tamua to begin with, is why I'm making a fuss about this, is the suffix revolves around the impact of the factor of the Surah Asaliyado on Yeyosh. Right? So you just can't escape the first step, which is, well, what impact does it have in the source case? That's all I'm saying. So once that's what bothered Tosis. Once Tosis' answer to that is, Inochanami, but there's certainly Kinyan, then the question turns in the other direction, which is, okay, so what's the suffix not? If you held that be Surah Saliyado and Aveda, there's certainly no Kinyan of the Ben at all, then the problem of the Gemara would be, what's the suffix to think that it works? If you hold that it certainly works, even the equivalent of so-called Bisura or Lav Behetera Saliyado, what's the suffix to think it doesn't work? Mimanav Shuk, you're always in a problem. So it seems like the best way to formulate, which is what I was suggesting, the best way to formulate the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not the Isura Saliyado of Mitzia and the Isura Saliyado of Geneva, in terms of their impact on Yush, are comparable or not. That's already getting closer. But Oren's Ha'ara on the text, on the reading of the Shaka Vitari, is a good one. Which is, so if that's the case, why is the Gemara talking about Mekame? It could be Ma'achri. It would be better if it said Ma'achri. That's really close to Safek.
I think maybe you could answer that's the point. The point is that in Gzeil it's Bisura, and Aveda it's not Bisura. So the question is that's why we emphasize the case of Aveda, which is not Bisura.
But according to Tosis, neither of them are Bisura, neither case is Bisura. And the comparable, closest comparable case is not Mekami, but Ma'achri. I don't want to spend too much time on it, especially since we don't have so much time right now. But I think it's a very good question. What can I say? It just reinforces that there should be another mahalach in the sugya, which in light of the Ramban there certainly is, and as I say, which the Ksos explicitly says, not because of this reason, as far as I remember, but Ksos says the Ramban will certainly disagree with Tosfos. What about Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz? He also has an important errand. Important ha'ara on the sugya, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also has a question. But he comes from the other direction, but they meet in the middle in a way. Also in the Shaka Vitaria. Right, it doesn't give it. What's the question first? Yes, a different question. Zeroes in on a different problem, but a similar problem. Namely, that the whole question is this equation between Yishuv Gzela and Yishuv Aveda, right? So Tosa said, well, if you had Gzela circumstances in Aveda, it wouldn't work, so what are you talking about? That was Tosa's question. Tosa Rebbeinu Peretz starts in the other direction. Also probably doesn't all like Tosa, though. What, Ari, did you see it?
Yeah. First he says, Anachanami, that we can't really compare them. He says, then, how does the Gemara think to compare them?
So what's the problem of comparison according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz? Which factor?
The two factors. It's the time factor and they work totally differently.
Right, but he has more specifically, he has a very, very specific problem. says you're trying to, but it kind of comes from the other side, not from the Aveda side, but from the Gzela side. You're trying to compare you, the Kinyan Yush of Gzela. You're trying to base the Kinyan Yush. What?
Aveda is pulling out the gun, right?
Oh.
Like Gzela is just pulling out the gun for Tashlumin.
Exactly. That's the point. Meaning, instead of asking what Tosas has, zeroed in on, which is, this the Gzela circumstance in Aveda wouldn't work. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, I don't understand. Either way, it's obvious that Yush Baveda can't work for Gzela, because Yush Baveda is a matir. There's no chiyu mamon, and lekula alma in Gzela you're going to pay. So mimarushach, if you're learning Yush of Gzela from Aveda, then shouldn't you have to go all the way with it and say that you don't pay either, right, Ari? So what's the answer? So that's, I say it's coming from the opposite side, but it's exactly the same kind of structurally, it's the same kind of problem. What mimanavshach? If we're going to align Yush v'gzela v'aveda, then they have to fit. You can't say that the circumstances of gzela don't work in aveda, and you can't say that the impact of aveda, even if it will work, is not going to apply to gzela, unless you find some other way to explain the discrepancies which keeps the parallels. So Tosas, what Tosas structurally did was say, you know what, in light of this, we should re-examine Yiyush b'Surah Saliyado b'Aveda. And he came up with a Chiddush. Rabbeinu Peretz also came up with a Chiddush. What's Rabbeinu Peretz's Chiddush? Well, that's the question. What's the answer? But then there's a discrepancy. But why should that be so without endangering the... Why should that be so without endangering the parallel? I mean, parents is a good line. Do you have it there? Anybody else have it? Very, very important line. A line which no longer shocks and surprises us, but beefs up... the list. But it's also just amazing to see what the Rishonim were doing. Right? What? Yeah, I think so. Go ahead. That's in the piece? So what's he saying?
He's saying for Yeish it's going to the Chayfetz, and for Gezela it's going to just for Tashlumin.
And why is that? Oh, the line before. It's really good line before.
Sorry?
Time
around. Time around. Ikat the Lord only gets a lavido. To be a vido and his yayish, mekami the sisi, the other one, see? We have a key in Hefkarabi. Hilka, one chayamidi. Allah gathered the also the other for the yayish, Yanis Chayam the Shalim. Ogu for the man.
Ah, what's the key word?
Ogu for you.
What's the key word? One word.
Hefker.
No. By the way, that's an important word for years, but we'll get to that, but not for this issue. Three-letter word. Beginning with? Three-letter word, middle letter is... good. Why? Touché. But why is that so important? What's he saying there?
He's saying that Yeush has some immediate effect on Gzela also, even if it's after.
He's saying Yeush of Gzela and Yeush of Aveda are 100% identical in every way. In both cases, they win the Chayfetz free and clear. But this tremendous discrepancy that's staring us in the face, in Gzela you're going to pay for it, in Aveda... You're smiling and there's no payment. He says, well, yeah, that has nothing to do with the Yiyush. What does that have to do with? The Maase Gzela. Miyad. In other words, when you steal, this is the question that we keep revisiting, right? Because it's a crucial question. Namely, Karen Kay and Shaganah. So that's what we've been discussing. The Tosas Rid, the Rambam, the other Rishonim. There's some Gneva and Gzela. What about the Linan Kefel? Namely, when you steal the Chayfetz, and there's a Chiyuv Heshev Sagzela Shagazal, is there a concurrent Chiyuv Tashlumin, or does the Chiyuv Tashlumin get generated only when the Hashava is precluded? Right? A big question. And even then, betoras tashlumin or betoras tachlif haben. That's the question that we've been seeing different permutations of. Rabbeinu Peretz is taking a very important stand on this issue and using it to solve a very important problem. He's saying, in achanami, yushol zela, yushol aveda, they are the same in every way. We confront a discrepancy which seems to challenge that. In one case, you're free and clear, the other case is tashlumin. He says, you don't pay tashlumin because of the kinyan yush. That's not why you're when and why you're chayav tashlumin. When you stole the chayfetz, at that moment, you ran two concurrent chiyuvim because of the ma'isa zela, tashlumin, and, just one more second, and hashava. So, because you now have a kinyan yush on the be'en, which relates to the hashava, what does that have to do with the ma'isa zela and the tashlumin? So it looks like the yush of zela is different than the yush of aveda, but in fact, legally and conceptually, the yush parts are 100% identical. The discrepancy has to do with the ma'isa zela. And the kinyan, the ma'isa zela, keren kein shaganav, the chiyuv tashlumin itself begins at the moment of the gzela. That's why the word miyad is the key word. But the word hefker is important. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Yeah. The chiddush really seems to be the question. It's also the response we've endorsed that they're understanding that if your chayv tashlumin is really some sort of, it reflects some sort of deficiency in yeish. In other words, it's
no, they're assuming that because they're assuming that it's generated by the moment of the hashava,
well,
by the moment of the key of the removal of the hashava.
Well, they'd be assuming that it's a substitution for the ban.
I don't know if it's a substitution for the ban or
otherwise,
yeah, probably
it
might.
Of course, the answer is so obvious. You're kind of the chayv, it's a gari.
Either it's a, if, I don't know whether you have to go so far. I think it helps to go so far. I don't think it's mochach. But either way, it's created at the time of the ban. Of the time,
right?
Of the
I mean, it seems,
I think it's exactly the issue. Right?
Well, what it seems to be saying that it's a substitution for the ban, and it's a substitution for the ban means that the ban is not really nikna l'chal l'gamri.
Well, the ban is nikna l'chal l'gamri. Just you have to again. You have to, at that point, as a ban, but not as a value,
but
not as a bank account loss.
Okay, I mean, the point is that it is...
There's nothing here that we haven't seen before. Yeah.
Well, even if you say that it's created at the time of the Hashava, it doesn't mean that it's going to be deficiency in the kinyan over the ban. That's a chiddush, you said that it's a deficiency in the kinyan over the ban.
I don't think it's a deficiency in the... It doesn't have to be a deficiency in the kinyan.
Well, otherwise, why don't you just say...
Well, it shows it's not a matir l'gamri.
You're kona l'gamri, so what's the problem?
But what it shows is that this is still considered an act of gzela of some sort.
Yeah, but that obviously doesn't have anything to do with the character.
It's not a matir.
So that obviously doesn't, the fact that you're chayiv for gzela as opposed, the answer is pretty obvious. Of course, it has anything to do with yeish. So in order to assume that the fact that you're chayiv damim has something to do with yeish, you have to assume that the ben, the fact that you're chayiv relates to the
ben
of the ben.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. That's more than just saying that it's created at the time of Hashava.
Well, I think it's created at the time of the Hashava, and whether or not it's that the yeish is an act of gzela, or at that point the kinyan is only going to relate to. To at that point, when there's no longer hashava, it's at that point when we come to the reckoning of and what about your bank account? I still think that's an open question. But okay, I don't disagree with you in any significant way. Okay, Rabbeinu Peretz's question is based on the assumption that tashlumin at minimum begins or is generated by the kilui aveen. That's the question. The answer is, there's a concurrent chiyuv tashlumin at the time of the ma'isa gzela, the be'en l'chud, hashava l'chud, and tashlumin l'chud. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay. What I'm trying to show soon is that the Ramban, well, let's move to the Ramban then. I think the Ramban has a third approach to all of this. Now, in light of that, okay. We'll leave it at that. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos are both bothered by the parallels in the sugya. Tosfos was bothered by the parallel of Isura Saliyado in Tzia, came up with a huge chiddush. Rabbeinu Peretz was bothered by the discrepancy of Tashlumin and came up with a, not a chiddush, but came up with an important formulation of his own. Concurrent chiyuv Tashlumin. Okay. What about the Ramban? Okay. So in order to discuss the Ramban, we need to look very quickly at the Gemara in Bava Tzia. So, who wants to read the Gemara in Bava Tzia? Ari, you want to read it? Do you have it? Bava Tzia, quickly. Bava Tzia Chavav Mendes.
Lama Rava.
Yeah, Vama Rava, correct. Nafal. Okay, so that's the key line. Afal Gav, even though he returns it afterwards, Matana, right? How does it go again? Matana Diyavle, Isura Da Abad Abad. So that's a very problematic line in the Gemara. Why? What's problematic about it?
Why, when you return it, why the matana now?
Exactly. Why shouldn't it work as a kind of chiva shavah nita klase? What do you mean matana uda? This is a strange language. So the Bali Tosfos are bothered by this. The Rosh, Ramban, Balamor, everybody's bothered by this line. Matana da avad avad. What do you mean? It's Veishavas Agzela Shargazel. It's Lavanita Kalase. You don't call that Matana Bialma. Sounds also like it. No. It doesn't help you. Right. So both the description of Matana and the statement that it doesn't help you are both problematic on the surface. Okay. Why isn't Lavanita Kalase? The Rosh is even more explicit about it. In the end of Siman Tes. You have it there? In front of you? He makes it clear what is implicit already in Tosfos, which is, and even if you hold Yish Kedi Kani, which means that the Be'en is yours free and clear, but there still is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Chiyuv Tashlumin itself is should be Nita Klase. Again, this that particular point, which is explicit in the Rosh and implicit in the Bali Tosfos, is important, and that's to be contrasted sharply with. With Ramban, we'll get to in a second, but not on that point. Ramban is a different halakha in the sugya, but with the whose famous shita, the Rambam, right? I mean, the Rambam holds that tashlumin is not nita klase. Tashlumin is nita tashlumin. That's the Rambam that we know in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gzeila and in Perek Aleph Hilchos Geneva. And of course, this is very much connected to what we just talked about a little bit too, which is what the relationship is between Tashlumin. Now, of course, Tashlumin could be generated at the moment of the Maisa Gzela, and it could still, in theory, serve the function of Nita Klase. However, its function as Nita Klase definitely seems to bring closer the concepts of Tashlumin and Be'en, than if you really felt that they were two completely distinctive doctrines. Okay. Either way, that's the question Rishonim asked. So according to the Rambam, at least we can explain why there is no Nita Klase in this case, because Tashlumin is never going to accomplish that, and if Yish Kedi is Kani in the Sugya, if the Gemara goes according to Madama, Yish Kedi Kani, then the Be'en, of course, is out of commission. Yeah?
Why do we have to necessarily say the Be'en is out of commission?
Well, if he's koned, so then there's no patience of Ganesh Gozal anymore. Right. Okay, the Ravid quotes the Gaonim, who say that this line in the Gemara just is an addition or an insertion from Rabbi Yudai Gaon, and it's Shalokei Ochasa. We don't accept that line. That's the Ravid quotes there in Bavit Tziya. Bali Tosfos and the Rosh don't go that far, but they say something similar. Namely, Ari, what did they say? Answer the question.
Ari says that it's going on
The other lavim, Ashev Teshivain, etc. Lot Tesalein. That's what we mean. Matana, Mad Avad, Avad. But in Achanami, Bali Tosfos say in Achanami, Tashlumin will accomplish Nita Klase, and we wouldn't call that Matana and Masha Avad Avad. That's not Lefi Pshuto of the Gemara, but that's what the Rosh and Tosfos, that's what they say. Then we come to the Balamor. Balamor is a big chiddush. See it?
I didn't fully
catch it. Daniel, you want to read it? Do you have it?
I don't have the Balamor in front of
me. Tzvi, do you have it? Who has the Balamor? David, do you have it? Go ahead. Well, Lamar says two possibilities, both of which are interesting. One is a technicality, the second one, which is that we're talking about a case where there wasn't a proper hashava, and something happened to the chayfetz before. That's a kind of a contorted hepatimtzi, but it's a yudalad on base in the dapei arif. You have it? David, go ahead. Yudalad on base in the dapei arif. You can start from the beginning if you want. It's a perverse thing I have always doing the second part before the first. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's sort of how Rabbi Yehuda Gaon's line. You know, the fact is that just because, even if it is Rabbi Yehuda Gaon's line, so we'd still want to understand it, we'd want to understand Rabbi Yehuda Gaon's Shita. But it's just saying it's a, you know, it's not the Amoraim, doesn't really solve the problem. Go ahead. Okay, so what's he saying? I mean, this is the main question, which is, why isn't it Lavanita Klasei through the Tashlumin? And they don't know, like the Rambam, that Tashlumin doesn't do it. Correct? David, so what's the answer? Anira Lomar? Okay, so this is the first pshat that he mentions, is very intriguing. Basically, what's he saying? How do you understand it, David? Right, so this is a very interesting question from about what issue? In general. Yeah, I mean, Lava Nita Klase, how do you look at Lava Nita Klase? Baal HaMoor seems to be putting his finger on a very important question. To what extent is Lava Nita Klase, you know, something, you know, can you really go back and correct the path? Can you reverse things, essentially? Is it really Nitap? Or does it just mean, you know, that you end it? Mikano laba.
Could have been mechalik between gezel and other averas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because there are at least two, if not more than that of lava nita klaseis.
Correct.
There are cases of nita klase where clearly the other factor or the nitok factor is part of the mechayev. You might even formulate it in such an extreme as to say the only time that you're really, or the only way that you're really over is if you do both of these things. Right? Shiluach HaKan, those kind of cases. Right? It's not so much that you did an Aveira, but, you know, there's still hope for you. You can salvage the situation. You can be Mataka in the situation. No. In one extreme, Lavanita Glase is the Aveira requires an action as well, together with an inaction, and it's the both that constitute, to begin with, the Aveira. In that sense, that's an extreme. That's really Nita. I mean, the Aveira doesn't really get off the ground. You wouldn't say, oh, it's Ptur Malchus. There's no Ma'is Aveira given the Tikkun, because the Tikkun just means that there's an insufficient or a deficient Aveira. That's one extreme. In the other extreme, you have things like Gezel, or the Pashtos, where you do a Maisa Aveira, and you know, you can stop the bleeding, and you can begin the process of tshuva, but it doesn't really mean you didn't do the Maisa Aveira. No one will say that, you know, oh, if you steal something, but you give it back, it's Ke'ilu Lo Hayo, it never happened. It's hard to say that. It's a special halacha, maybe in Balkis, Nita Klase. Then there are cases in between. Sorry?
I would say there's something more extreme, which is cases where, I mean, at least in Gzela, when you return it, you're returning.
Well, that's a question. Departure. Are you reversing or not? That depends on the issues that we discussed, and maybe that's in between Gnaim and Gzela, etc.
In the cases like Nosar, I mean, there's no happening to that. It's not like, it's not that you're, you know, you're, it's as if you never were you know, left it over. I mean, as if you.
But issues, sorry.
Right.
Right. So I said there are different, I don't want to get into it right now, but there are different levels of Lava Nitak Lase. And I think there are a number of nafkiminas, including, you know, whether or not all of them are the same in terms of, you know, psule edus, things of that sort, or whether we treat them identically, and other such things. This issue of the Balamor may be very relevant to that, because the Balamor seems to be saying, you did what you did, it's a ma'isa aveira. Ma the avad avad. Nita klase doesn't wipe out the past. Yeah. Balamor doesn't say that. Balamor himself doesn't say that. We'll get to the Ramban in a minute, that maybe Gzela in the context of Aveda is a different Gzela. But in theory, one could say such a thing. But and certainly the Nesivus is reading of the Ramban, which is that it's a lesser Gzela in a way for
it.
Maybe. I'm just saying the. I mean, what for Balamor, for the Habib of Balamor too? Because it's in the context of Aveda, not that you went into his Rishus and took it out. So here you might think that, you know, that here you can reverse the situation. But if you really initiated the Gzela, you went into his Rishus, you didn't just take advantage of it, in other words, but you initiated it, that would be... Bismar, I think you're right. I mean, there's no indication in the Balamor that he's, you know, giving any special weight to Gzela Shel Aveda as opposed to Gzela Rishus Abaylim. Bismar, what you're saying is definitely possible. Okay. That's one answer to the Balamor, and I think that's the Ramban challenges, as we'll soon see, from Nitaklase. He says, I don't understand what he means. What's he talking about? Isn't that what, does Nitaklase mean that you undo the... I don't know whether Ramban is just, you know, substantively arguing, or he's maybe reading the Balamor as even being more extreme. Like, you know. Okay, so that's one point. What's the second point? And he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. So that my pshat's good, but that's if that hekatimsu would work as well. Okay. Good. How about the Ramban? The Ramban disagrees with the first point of the Balamor, and he certainly doesn't think that the case is the hekatimsu of the second case. Go ahead, quickly. Amra Kosev, Zatema.
Zatema, Valomi de Rabbanu, who declined the Daiti de Rabba. Toko, Kabola, Duri, Vadai, Isura, the Ova, the Starle, Kuni, Piku, Nabe, Rusuko, Sale, Rasi, the Hashi, Toshibi.
Yeah, he says, number one, if you want to say that this has to do with Yush being Kona de Rabbanan, so then certainly it's Tema, the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Matana Biyama, Mada Abad, Abad. In our Torah, there's no Kenyan at all. Unless you say, this is an interesting Ramban too. Go ahead, be Umris. I mean, why don't you say Hefker, Bezen, Hefker? So even though Doraisa, it's not his, but Midrabanan, there's no Asha. That would probably, this general issue about whether or not Hefker, Bezen, Hefker only has the power to be Mafker or also to be Kone. This Ramban seems to be considering that possibility as well. Maybe it's really his, and there's no. If it belongs to him, there's no hashav. Okay, continue. Gaon b'pab sakalach amra. That's the second question. The main question that we're interested in. Nearly. That's the court of the Balamor. Ma'usach. He says, I just don't know what he's talking about. Sharei.
the actual attacking is Sura.
He doesn't like that pshat, but he doesn't like the Balamor because he's just saying if the Balamor were really correct, that wouldn't work well at all because Nita Klase is a tikkun, right? It sounds in the Gemara like this is Mu'uvas lo yuchal litkom by saying Matana v'alma, nothing has happened. That's very important. Go ahead. Lo diber nechon, no? He also doesn't accept the halacha, the idea that of shava in Gzela, Shilomidas is not considered a hashav. Okay, so he argues with him on the point of his description of Lavanitak, his characterization of Yush Drabanan as something in which there is no hashava. That's point number two. He doesn't like this pshat of Rabbeinu Meshulam for various reasons, including he thinks that the halachic basis for it, which is the distinction between hashavas Gzela and hashavas Aveda, is incorrect. Go ahead. Meaning that Hashavas Gzela Shalaladas works. Ella Kalhanak Milisnayu Vahaku Svar to go. Now he comes to the punchline. So go ahead, read this one carefully. This is a huge Kiddush of the Ramban, very fascinating Ramban, very well known Ramban. One of the Mufursamos of the Rambans. Go ahead. First points out the Ramban. First Ramban points out that what? This is not a routine case of Gzela. Right, Daniel? This is a Gzela Saveda. And this is a case where Gzela and Aveda coexist. Now normally, if Gzela and Aveda coexist, we would think that, as we just to use a principle that we articulated in a different sugya, but when you have two Isurim or two Chiyuvim, by and large, what's that going to mean? More Chumra. It should be machmir l'shneim. Maybe you don't overlap, but you should always be machmir kefia chomor shabishneim, at least, even if you don't overlap. The Ramban is going to try to do is show that in this case, because of the particular dynamics, this is brilliant, that if you put the Gzela and the Aveda together, each one cancels out the other and ends up creating a tremendous kula. Yeah. That's true. Kula, if you want to walk away. Okay. Go ahead. Wait, 1 second, where are we? Gzela Aveda Hizu. Aveda Niklas B'Yush. Go ahead. Hecha Shalom Natla. Why? Because Yush Kedi Lo Kani. Why is Yush Kedi Lo Kani? Because of Isura Asaliyada. Normally. Okay, go ahead. Niknes. And even if Yush is Kone. So, right. So what's he saying? This is a very fascinating idea of the Ramban, big Kiddush. Ramban says the reason that what? That Yush be Shaloba Hetera Asaliado doesn't work is why? So we would have thought, before we read the Ramban, David, what would we do? The two of us. We usually think alike. I'm joking. What would you have thought? Bisura Saliado, let's say Bimitsiya doesn't work. Why? If Yush, Bimitsiya, Bisura Saliado doesn't work, why would that be? Without the Ramban. There's a difference between Bate Rasaliado and Bisura Saliado. Why? Okay, or at least not Kinyanim so much, but you don't want not Kinyanim because you're trying to figure out why it doesn't work. Chiyuvim. When he picks it up, he is Chayiv Vashava. So if the Chayiv Vashava precedes the Kinyan, so the Chayiv Vashava persists. That's Bisura or Shalom Bate Rasaliyah. That's a simple pshat. Right? Chayiv Vashava is prior to the Kinyan. The Kinyan doesn't wipe out the Chayiv Vashava. That's Yush Baveda being different. Correct? Ramban is Mechadesh, and that's not the reason. There's a different reason. Namely, David? Yadu Kiyad Bailim. The Ein Yush Kishadavar Birshuscha. Totally different understanding. Problem is, Ein Yush Birshusso. And the other guy, not because of his chiyuvim, but because he's an embassy. He picks up the chayfetz, he becomes a shomer aveda, shomer zachar. He's an extension of the bailim. The chayfetz, which is bershus, a bailim, is not subject to yush. Huge chiddush of the Ramban. Which is why the Ksos says that the Ramban undoubtedly will reject the chiddush of the Baalei Tosas. Namely, what did the Baalei Tosas say? If you pick up the chayfetz before the yush and you're chayav hashava, even though you're kona the ben, you have to pay the damim. By the way, if I didn't say it then, let me say just add this. Tosas answers Rabbeinu Peretz's question too. Right, Ari? Again, what was Rabbeinu Peretz's question? How can you compare yush of gzela and yush of aveda? There's a huge discrepancy. In Aveda you don't pay, in Gzela you pay. And then Rebbeinu Peretz answered the question. In Achanami, Yush of Gzela and of Aveda never generates payment. The payment has to do with the Maisa Gzela, which just doesn't exist in Aveda. Correct? But according to Tosas, Rebbeinu Peretz's question never gets off the ground. Why? Adi? According to Tosas, Rabbeinu Peretz's question doesn't get off the ground because. Orin?
You're not going to. You have to pay even in Aveda.
Even in Aveda, if you were to pick it up before the Chiyuv Hashava, you would pay. And in Gzela, it's always be Surah Saliado. So if when Yish will work in Gzela, the conditions that it'll work in Aveda, in both cases, there'll be Tashlumin. Correct? So Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz's question is implicitly neutralized by Tosas' Chiddush. Correct? But the Ramban, so Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz obviously doesn't like Tosas. The Ramban obviously doesn't like Tosas because it just doesn't make any sense. What's the point of Tosas? If you pick it up, Yisura, you have a Chiyuv Hashava. You can't get away from the Tashlumin, even if you can get away from the ban. Correct? According to the Ramban, the problem of Bi'isura Asaliyado, or Shalom Ba'atera Asaliyado, or Lifnei Yiyush, well, let's say it this way, Ba'aliyado, which is a better way of saying it, is the problem of Ein Yiyush Shalom Bershus, Ein Yiyush Kolzman Shachefetz Bershus Abaylin. The problem is Shomra Veda. So according to the Ramban, it's not a question of the impact of the Yush. There's no Chalos Yush. So Tosas' conclusion, which is, you do have Yush, Kin and Yush, the only thing is, then you'd pay too. It's wrong. The Ramban says it can't be. Which is what the Ksos points out, that the Ramban doesn't have the problem of Baalei Tosas. And also, actually has to reject the conclusion of Balei Tosfos. They don't need the conclusion, and they have to reject the conclusion. Why do they have the problem? Because according to the Ramban, what do we ask? The whole problem is Bisura. The whole suffix of the Gemara is Bisura Saliyado in Gzela. But in Mitzi itself, when you have Bisura Saliyado, wouldn't work. So what's a suffix? Right? The answer is, according to the Ramban, no. It's factually correct, but conceptually, that's totally misleading. The reason that you don't have it in Mitzia is because the Hechatimsi doesn't exist. Because the second that it's Mikame Yiyush, and it's Shomer Aveda, so it's not Yiyush. So you just never have the Mitzias. But Lu Yitzuyar, there was a case of Yiyush, Be'isura Saliyado. That's the Gemara Safek about Gezel. Again, this is not, the Ramban doesn't say, how do I read the Sugya in Bava Metzia? I'm saying it. The Gemara in Bava Kama, in light of the Ramban, is not a problem. Yeah. And the conclusion of Tosis is just actually, substantively, also wrong. Yeah.
Is this answer Oren's question, since the Gemara couldn't have given the other case? Just
the Oren's highlight of the question is highlights how good the Ramban's perush is.
The Ramban wouldn't think that the Gemara couldn't give the other case.
Yeah, exactly. No, the whole question doesn't come up even. But not only that, but for the focus on Mikami is the right focus for the Ramban. Because that's what it is. If you pick it up before the Yiyush, then there just can't be Yiyush anymore because it's Yiyush Bershusa. That's really the right formulation. Although the Ramban doesn't, you know, it would have been better if the Ramban had said, by the way, now I'm going to tell you how I read the difficult Gemara in Bava Kama. You know, how I, as a result, I don't have the question of Tosis or the conclusion, why I reject the conclusion. I mean, he just doesn't say this. Okay. The Ksos says at least part of it. Namely, that according to the Ramban, Tosis's conclusion can't be correct. But it's a whole different perspective. Okay, go ahead. Now, how does this help us here? We still haven't figured that out. Go ahead. So far, we're just where we are. Ababazu.
Ababazu shall not the Kosla.
You're talking about Veda. Wow. So what does that mean before we get to the Hilkach? The Hilkach is always a good stopping point, because that means a different phase of the argument or a conclusion based on the analysis. So what's Ramban saying? Now this is where the brilliance comes in. Ramban says, here you have Aveda and Gzela. Yush Aveda, Yush Gzela. It's like I said before, the more the merrier. Be chay for the chum, because it's also an Aveda that makes it less of a Gzela? Normally the answer would be no. The Ramban says, yes. Because here, the Almanas Lenotla, the Gzela, means that he's not a Shomer Habaylin, which means that the normal inhibition of Bisura Saliyado and Mitzia doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, and Tosis again is completely wrong, Tosis who thought that in any case where you had Yiyush, right, Bisura, you'd at least chayv damim, the Ramban thinks that that's wrong. If you have Yiyush and Mitzia, it's a matir, and you are free and clear. So he says, Almanas Legozla, which seems like it should be getting you into more difficulty, actually ends up enabling or facilitating a classical Yiyush b'metziah for which there's no chiyuv damim. Hilkach? Go ahead. Avapi. Wow. I mean, it is brilliant. What can you say? There's another point, though, here, one would think. The missing point, and that's where we get back to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz a little bit, namely.
He's assuming like the question of Rabbeinu Peretz, which is that Yeyush, that the question of whether or not you have a chiyuv to pay is a function of the character of the Yeyush, and that this is
exactly
different from Yeyush.
Because there's one gap missing in the Ramban, and that is, good, mitzad, Yeyush, Shavaveda, let him be kone, Legamri, Bali Damim, because Ramban doesn't hold like Balei Tosfos. Fine. But what happened to the to the Chiyuv Tashlumin from the moment of the Ma'aseh Gzeila. Just because he now did a Yush of Avadim, you know, he's not chai for the concurrent Chiyuv Tashlumin that took place at the Ma'aseh Gzeila? That's the gap. That's the missing piece of the Ramban. What happened to that? So I agree with you 100%. In light of, which is why I wanted to see all three, the Tosfos, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Ramban, this is the Havamin of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that the Ramban seems to be embracing the halacha, which is the Tashlumin is not created concurrently at the Chiyuv, at the moment of the Ma'aseh Gzeila. Rather, it's at the moment of the Kiluy HaChefetz, at the moment when you eliminate the Hashava, that's the moment of truth. And even then it's a big Chiddush. Apparently, according to the Ramban, you can say, you know what, I'm going to, I don't want Yirsh Gzeila. Yirsh Gzeila, I have to add a little more, Yirsh Gzeila would generate Tashlumin. But Yush Aveda doesn't. And when you have both, and you go the Yush Aveda route, if you don't need the Kinyan of Yush Gzeila, then you don't have the Chiyuv Tashlumin either. Now I should add that not everybody interprets the Ramban this way. The Nesivos was very bothered by this Ramban, by this problem, and the Nesivos reinterprets the Ramban just a little bit. Two things about the Nesivos. Number one, the Nesivos seized on the klal of the Ramban, that there's no Yush as long as the Chavetz is Bershuso. He took it and he ran with it. You'll see it all over the Nesivos. Everywhere. I wrote some of them down. Reish Nun Tes, of course, is the one that he talks about this very specifically. Shin Ayin Aleph, Shin Aleph, Shin Samach Gimel Aleph, and more. He always invokes this Ramban. The Ksos does too. The Ksos sees it in lesser terms. The Nesivos has it as a huge klal. Ein Yush Kishadavar Bershuso. And he says, what dictates whether it's Bershuso or not? There's also Chiddush in the Nesivos. But just to see how things evolve, you know, halachic legal history. That's amazing. You have this Ramban. The Nesivos understood it as a klal. The Nesivos decided to link this up with Rabbi Yochanan, who we'll discuss next semester. Right? Zelef Yishen Nishalo, Zelef Yishen Bershuso. The Nesivos says, as long as you can be makdish something, meaning it's Bershuscha, right? It's literally Bershuscha, or it's like a Bikadon. If you can be Makdish, then you can't be Misyayish from it. That's the Ramban. It's not so clear that the Ramban goes that far. The Ksos, actually, does not go so far in the Ramban. Ksos also likes the Ramban, also quotes it a lot, but the Ksos seems to think that it's limited to a situation of Shomer. Because the fact is, it's not just a question of it being Bershuscha. It's Bershuso vis-a-vis the competitor. In other words, you're going to be Miyash in this case, and who's going to be the beneficiary of that Iyush? In this case, the no-tell. Right? But he is also the reason why it's still Bershuska. So the Ksos seems to not to think, it's not that Ramban has this rule across the board, which is also going to be defined by Rabbi Yochanan, that, you know, kol she'eni yochel lahakdish, or kol she'yochel lahakdish, e'afshar she'ye yiyush mirshusa. No such thing. It's much more specific, it's much more limited than that. Here, the competition between gozel and nigzal is in a case where the nigzal happens to be serving the Goslin is serving the Nigzal's purpose as an extended Rishus embassy. But in other cases, where the Nesivos applies this idea of the Ramban, the Ksos doesn't necessarily agree. Because that's one point. That's an important issue. Issue number two is as follows. In Reish Nun Tes, so the Nesivos says, listen, but what happens to the Tashlumin? So he says, you know what? There are two things happening here at the same time. One is why this Yush of Aveda works like the Ramban explains. The other is, again, why is there no Shchiv Damim for Gzeila, the Tashlumin? The answer for that is because, Daniel? This is particularly, why am I asking you? This is Exela of Aveda, not Exela of Rishus Abayla. And the Nesivos comes up with a very interesting Ha'ara. It says, what generates Tashlumim is Maisa Otzom Rishus Abayla. If you have Gezel without that, so maybe there's a Chiv on the Be'en, but there's no Chiv Tashlumim? It's very hard to have that case. He says, here's the case. Chefetz is an Aveda. You pick up the Aveda. There's no Maisa Otzom Rishus Abayla, but it is Gezel. It's Gezel of the Be'en without Gezel of Otzom Rishus Abayla, which is Mechayev B'Tashlumim.
He says it's the Ramban?
He says it's the Ramban.
But when what is Yesh B'Aveda versus Yesh B'Gezel have to do with it?
No, just that. Well, but where's your Kinyan coming from?
Yesh, but why do you say Yesh B'Tam Aveda as opposed to Yesh B'Tam Gezel?
I'm not so sure. It's a good point. Yeah, those could be cases of Nafkamina. Could be. We'll get to them in a minute anyway. But that's how the Nesivos reads the Ramban. So basically, according to the Nesivos, reading of the Ramban, I don't think it's Pashas in the Ramban at all. It's not that Yush of Aveda wins you the Chayfetz, and Yush of Gzela or the Mechayev of Gzela is the Mechayev of Yush of Gzela is what is responsible for Tashlumin. Rather, there are two separate things happening here. Number one, you need a Kinyan that's Yush of Aveda to be Kona the Ben. Number two, there's no Chi of Tashlumin anyway. Because it's the other consequence of Gzeilas Aveda is not only on the Aveda side, but on the Gzeilas side as well. I find it Dochek in all that. The Birchas Shmuel, I think I mentioned before, also has very much difficulty with the Ramban. He says, oh, there are two Yushas. There's a Yush of Aveda and a Yush of Gzeila. The Yush of Gzeila is a Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan Be'isr. Yush of Aveda is a Matir. As long as you have the Matir, then you're not Mechayiv Tashlumin. So again, I think that might just mean what I was explaining before. If it's more than that, I think it's a good formulation if that's what it means. If it's meant to be more than a formulation of that, but it's a standalone explanation, I think it's circular. Okay. So basically, I'm going to go with that formulation. But in other words, again, the yiush or the kiluya be'en or what dictates, not the kiluya in this case, but what dictates that you don't have to return the be'en, that factor is always what generates the tashlumin according to the Ramban. But if you have yiush of aveda, which doesn't work that way, then there's no chiyuv. Not like the Nesivos, who says the problem here is that it happened to be aveda mishus. Again, you need the confluence of these circumstances. But that's because without that, you don't have a yiush of aveda to win things for you free and clear. Okay, is everybody clear on the issues? Yeah.
How does the British want explain the Ramban why there's no chiyuv?
He says that that Yush of Gzela is different than Yush of Aveda. Yush of Aveda is a Matir. Yush of Gzela is a Kinyan B'Yisr, which is Mechayiv Mamon. So he says if you use the Kinyan Aveda, then it's fine. I think that's just another way of saying, I think, again, you know, the Birchas Shmuel is very, very, very terminological. So if you know what he's saying, you know, then you can find all sorts of gems there. But it's very heavy on vocabulary and terminology. So you have to just know, you know, are these just like descriptive formulations or, you know, what does it correspond to in terms of how the factors work? I think, I'm just going to leave it at that. I think that he means similar. He doesn't say it exactly that way, but I think it's similar to what we were saying. Namely, the Havamina of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but here you have Yush of Aveda. Okay. If so... So let's move on to some other issues very quickly. The idea of the Ramban raises the question of the relationship in general between Yush of Gzela and Yush of Aveda. The formulation of Birchas Shmuel highlights it a little bit as well. Namely, the way that we understand the Ramban is there are two different dinim, Yush of Gzela, Yush of Aveda. And in the case where you have a choice to opt for one or the other, there's going to be nafkamina in terms of Chiv Tashlumin, which reflects on the nature of Chiv Tashlumin versus Rabbeinu Peretz, and so on. But it gets us thinking, are there really two Yeushas? Then, let me step back for a second. According to the Nisivos, not really. The real idea is that it's also a Maisig Zela, right? Shalom Mirshus Anigzo. That's what's Koveil. The actual Yeush itself is the same. That's any Yeush which you know alone is never going to be Mechayiv Dam. But according to the simple reading of the Ramban, it doesn't sound that way. When you think back to the Shaka V'Tari, the Gemara that we began with, I mean, the makar for Yush of Gzela, if it works, is Yush of Aveda. So what we have to ask ourselves is, how much does the context of Gzela transform the Yush? And this in both directions, Lekula and Lechumra. Lekula, in terms of making it an easier or more effective kinyan. Let's go back to Tosis's question. We started by asking, well, if the whole subject of the Gemara is whether or not Isuras Eliyado undermines, how can you ignore the evidence from Metzia? And we now have Tosis's answer, we have the Ramban's approach to this question. But there was another possible answer. Namely, even if in Metzia Isuras Eliyado would undermine the Yush, is it possible that Yush, in the context of Gzela, is actually stronger than the Yush of Aveda from whence it comes? And normally that would be peculiar. Right? Just like normally when you have two things converging, it would be peculiar to think that you end up with a Kula. Here too, it's normally peculiar for you to learn A from B, Incha, Elechidusho, or Daya Lavam and Adin Lios Kenadun. Except that, you know, sometimes it's Dun Mina, you know, V'uki Ba'atra, and sometimes it's not. Meaning, we already know that there are elements of Gzela that promote Kenyanim. Is it possible that in the context of Aveda, Isur Asaliyado inhibits the Kenyan completely, but in Gzela, because there is a Maisa Gzela and Kenyanic Gzela, so Dafka B. Suras Eliyahu doesn't throw us to win a Chayfetz in the context of Aveda. So you can't do that unless everything is pure and pristine. Second, that there's some other obligation, your rights are gone. But the whole idea of Kenyanim in Gzela, put together from the first day to the last day, so of this man, right, the whole idea of Kinyan Egzela, there's not the idea of Chote Niskar Chas V'Shalom, because it's also, and primarily, undoubtedly, it's about Chiyuvim and Ischaivuyos. You know, there are negative consequences to the Kinyanim as well, just that the byproduct of the negative is also Kinyan Tashmishim, but it also means Chiyuv Niske Mamon, it also sometimes means, in terms of Yukur Vizula and Pachas, it also means you can't say Reisha Chalafanecha. I mean, there are, you know, primarily it's about responsibility, but it is a legal act, and it's a legal act which is not inconsistent with B'Yisura. So you might say that's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, even if an Aveda, B'Yisura destroys it, but given the hardier and different context and complexion of Gzela, maybe B'Yisura Saliyado is not a problem. For the same reason that there's Damim, let's put the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosos' questions together for a moment. The same reason that there's Damim in Gezel and there isn't in Aveda, that discrepancy, so too, maybe there should be the discrepancy that B'Yisura Saliyado will dafka work in Gzela. Either opposite directions, they're not really, they are opposite directions, but they flow from a certain single understanding of the complexity of Gzela. Namely, that the Ischaivuyos and the Kinyanim are two sides of the same coin. Yisrael Asiyad doesn't throw us in Gzela. For the same reason that the kinyan doesn't mean that there won't be a chiyuv tashlumin. Even if it had flowed from the actual kinyan that wins you the ban, it might create chiyuv tashlumin in gzeila, given what gzeila is. I think that is another approach, different than the Ramban, different than Tosas, different than Rebbeinu Peretz, to answer both questions of Tosas and Tosas Rebbeinu Peretz in the sugya. Having said that, that would be a good reason to think that maybe not only is there an adjustment reflected by Isura, Asaliyado, and Damim, but that maybe the Yush of Gzela and the Yush of Aveda work differently. Or no, they don't work differently. If the source is Yush of Aveda, then that defines Yush Gzela too. But if you go that to root, for saying that they don't work differently, so what are we saying? That Yush is a sufficiently common denominator that it'll work in Mitzia, in Aveda, and in Gzela? That's one formulation. Or maybe we should go one step further and say that Giyush of Gzela is an example of Yush al Aveda. What does that mean? It's not an Aveda. The answer is the chefetz is avud by virtue of the fact that you stole it. You took it from the bialim that makes it avud low, and this is yiyush shel aveda. Where do we find such a formulation? Do we ever encounter such a formulation? Zach? Yeshua? Shlomo? What's that? Did we ever find such a formulation that maybe the Yush of Gzela is itself not only learned from Aveda, not only a common denominator, not only not different by virtue of the Dine Gzela, which is what I was suggesting might be different from before?
Yeah.
Pretty in Abba Metzia? If you found it in Abba Metzia, that's pretty good. That's earlier than the Makor that I was thinking of, but what do you mean? Maybe you're right. Do we ever find such a formulation? Daniel? Exactly. Reb Chaim in Tess Aleph says it. The Nesivos also says it in a slightly different way. The Nesivos is before Reb Chaim. But I was looking for the Reb Chaim, because that's something that we've seen already. When we read Reb Chaim in Tess Aleph, when Reb Chaim wants to explain the difference between Avadim and Karkos, so he has two formulations or an overlapping formula. It's hard to be 100% clear. But the emphasis of the first part of the piece, we focus more on the second part. Namely that there is a Maisa Gzela B'Avadim, and that Maisa Gzela is responsible for Chiyuv Tashlumin when Niskala Chefetz. Correct? But the first part, the first formulation, is basically what Chaim says, Yiyush of Gzela is learned from Aveda. And Yesh Yiyush B'Avadim, because an Eved can be Avud. Eved with an Ayin can be Avud with an Aleph. In Velazhin, when Reb Chaim spoke about that halacha in Parak Tes Halacha Aleph, I think that was the main emphasis. The Rav once brought in his the notebook. What was published now used to be the notebooks of Reb Chaim and his shiurim in Velazhin. So on this topic of Avadim Nigzalim, the Rav once brought it in. I don't know, I really should check it. Now that's published, I've checked it for other things, I'm going to check this one. But I think in the context of Cheska Sabatim, when it comes up there also, Tosin Bav Basodaf Mem Dalid, talks about Yush Bavadim. So in the Shiurim in Velazh, at least the way that I heard at that time, I have to check it again, that was the major emphasis. Not so much that there is a Maisa Gzela Bavadim, no, Avadim Eim Nigzalim, nothing. At least on the Yush part of it. But Yush is a Kinyan Aveda. And even Yush Shel Gzela is Betoras Davar Ha'avud, Yush Shel Aveda. And that's why Avadim are Nevadim, and therefore they have Yush for that reason. Again, whether that works for the Ravid so much, I mean, the Chaim in the Chibur is trying to explain the Ravid, who holds that since Yush applies to Avadim, therefore also Kilui applies. But if you don't need to make that transition, that transition probably requires saying something about Maisa Gzela. But if you just want to explain the view that Yeshu Yush Vavadim, which sounds like the Sugya in Gittin Daflam and Tesla Day, sounds like Yeshu Yush Vavadim. If you just want to explain that, all you need to say is that Yush is the Kinyan Aveda, even in Xela, Gezel is Avud, Kinyan Aveda. In the Mipia Shmua, this I don't think was in the stencil, but the Rav used to say, in the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim used to bring a raya for this idea that Yush is a Kinyan Aveda, even in the context of Xela, from the Gemara in Tmura. But now that we know what we know that this is not a foolproof raya. But what was the raya? The Gemara in Tmura, Vav Med Aleph, speaks about Kol Adam Rachmana, Lo Savri Avid, right? Mahani or Lo Mahani, and Abaya brings a proof that it's got to be Mahani, and where does he bring the proof from? The Mishnah, Tes Aleph, Kol HaGazon HaMishalman Kishas HaGzela, right? So, Reb Chaim understood that what the Gemara was, the Raya of the Gemara, like Rashi on that Gemara, what's the Raya, Oren? Shine Kona. And not the way that Asivas read it, namely that the Shinui is a Kinyan in its own right, but since Shinui Kona, that proves that there are Kinyane Gzela to begin with. And that's Amrachman Los Avid, Los Igzal, the Yavid, nonetheless Mahani. So we see from Kinyan Shinui that there are Kinyane Gzela. So Reb Chaim asked, how come the Gemara in Tmur didn't prove it from Yush Kani? Well, number one, you could say, not necessarily Paskin Yush Kani. Okay. Well, at least according to the Mandamar, Yush Kani. So Reb Chaim thought, that's because Shinui is a Kinyan Gzela. And Yush is a Kinyan Aveda. It's learned from Aveda. Doesn't prove anything. Just that Davar HaGozel is also Davar HaAvud. Of course, we know that there are many other ways to get out of that Gemara in Tmura. Number one, maybe the Gemara's Raya is from Karen Kane Shaganav and not from Shinui Kon at all. Number two, even if Yush is a Kinyan Gzela, maybe the Gemara's Raya is from the original Kinyan Gzela of Losigzol. Even if we decide that Yush is a Kinyan Gzela, does it work because it neutralizes the Chiyav HaShava like Shinui, we said, in the original Kinyan Gzela work? Or does it work because the Zman Yush is its own Kinyan Gzela? So there could be many reasons to why the Gemara in Tmura did not quote Yush. But it's just fascinating anyway. I mean, Reb Chaim thought that was an interesting raya. In the Birch HaShmuel, I mean, he quotes, you mentioned Shol Shalom Midas, right? Or Amnas Lamekat. He doesn't talk about Amnas Lamekat, but he speaks of Shol Shalom Midas, the Raivin. Right? The Raivin said, Shol Shalom Midas doesn't have Shiri Kone. So the Birch HaShmuel, Baruch Ber quotes in the name of Reb Chaim, says Reb Chaim felt that Yush was a kinyan aveda. And he said, after all, did anybody ever say, like the Ravid, that just that Shol Shalom Midas doesn't have Yush Kani? I mean, this is all within that one day in the Ravid. Maybe yes, who knows? And then, you know, it's hard to know. But again, it's an interesting perspective. Meaning, if Shinui Konez is a Kinyan Gzela working off of Kinyanim, you don't have it in Shol Shalom Midas, what about Yush? Right? So this is the perspective that again, the Ramban doesn't seem to say that. The Ramban seems to say there's a Yush of Gzela, there's a Yush of Aveda. Just that a Gozel Aveda can go the route of Yush Aveda, not Yush Gzela. One can argue with Ramban by saying, there's no such thing as Yush Aveda and Yush Gzela. There's something called Yush. Either it's a common denominator, it has nothing to do with Aveda or Gzela, it's just Yush. Or maybe even for Gzela, it's Yush Aveda, which is what we're saying now. The Ksos is very, very... the Ksos is very distinguishing of the two. Ksos says, listen, Shtaros. Shtaros are not Nigzalim, or at least no Kefal B'Shtar. Right? What about Shtar L'Inyan Yush? Shtar subject to Yush? So the Ksos discusses this question. He points out, those of you here last year should know a Makar. Namely, Tosus of Bava Basra, Ayin Vav, wants to prove that
Rush, the way the Rush describes it.
That Ona'a, that the Yesh Ona'a L'Shtaros, how can it be if there's no, if Mechiras Chalvos is Drabanan, that we discussed last year, right, Shmuel's Halacha, So the Bali tells us to say why? Because Mechiras Chovas is Rabbanan. If Mechiras Chovas is Rabbanan, how can you have Ona'a, which is a Daraisa concept, How can you speak about Eino No Bishtaros? Oh no, from what? So Tosfos says, well, Masha, maybe it's a case of Yush. You're Kona B'Yush. Then we discuss the Xos talks about it, and other all aspects of it. So Tosfos in Bava Basra seems to say that Yesh Yush Bishtaros. How can it be Yesh Yush Bishtaros if Avadim made him if Shtaros ain't an exalim? So the answer is, says the Xos, who says we're talking about a case of Gzela? We're talking about a case of Aveda. Yush Bishtar Shenevad applies, but not Bishtar Shenigzal. That's the Xos' hard line. Meaning, Yush of Gzela is a Gzela Kinyan, Yush of Aveda is an Aveda Kinyan. But the Nesivos discusses the same problem regarding Karka and Avadim. And the Siva says, no, he says kind of what Reb Chaim says, which is, Yush will apply to Avadim, even if Avadim Einam Nigzalim, because Avadim Einam Nigzalim refers to Kinyane Shinui, which works off of Kinyane Gzela, or for the Siva himself, it's a Kinyan Gzela in its own right. Right, and the halacha is Avadim Einam Nigzalim. But Yiyush is a Kinyan Aveda, says the Nesivos. And as a Kinyan Aveda, Avadim are Nevadim. Yesh Yiyush b'Avadim. But the Nesivos goes one giant step further. Okay, coming full circle from the beginning of today's shir, what I was saying about the Rambam, Nesivos says, you know what? It's better than that. Another brilliant stroke. If you look at the Gemara in Gittin on the test, it seems like Yush Kedi is Kona Avadim. But don't we usually paskin Yush Kedi Lo Kani? Because we Surah Asaliyade? So how could that Gemara be? Unless you say it's Daf according to the Mandama, but certainly you can't paskin that way then Mahalacha. So the Siva says, no, I have a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Yush applies to Avadim, like we just said, because it's a Kinyan Aveda. But, not only that, the Surah Saliyado, which normally torpedoes Yush Kedi Kani, is not going to torpedo Avadim. Why, Moshe? Normally, Yush Kedi Lo Kani because of Surah Saliyado. The Nesivos is saying, when it comes to Avadim, because what? Avadim Einam Nigzalim, exactly. He wants to have his cake just like, almost like the Rabban, but, and what does it translate to in this case? The Kinyan Yiyush applies because it's a Kinyan Aveda. The liability of Yisura Saliyado doesn't apply because Avadim Einam Nigzalim, which is another way of saying, what is Yisura Saliyado? Chiyav Hashava. This is another way of saying, Avadim do not have a Chiyav Hashava. So if you put it together, Avadim, which we thought missed the cut completely. Because how can there be Yush in the case of Gzelas Avadim be Yush? There are no Kinyan Gzela, just like no Shinui. We thought it wouldn't work at all. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat says, if Avadim hukshul karkos, then there are no tricks after that. We're going to stop in like one more minute. No tricks after that. Avadim mukshul karkos, karka in exelis, avadim minim nixalim, and Yush shog zela lakarka either. Thank you very much. I, the Yushalmi in Kilayim, the Tosis quotes in Sukkah, and that seems to be the conclusion of Tosis and Balvasra Memdalid, that avadim are nitanim li Yush. Shaks. Again, the Xos, mechalik between avadim, between aveda rather, and gzela. Shaks is in gzela, ein Yush le avadim, against the Ravid. Nothing to talk about. Siva says, no. Not only Yesh Yush Lavadim Big Zela because of the Kinyan Aveda, it ends up being a more effective Kinyan than Metaltalin. Because Metaltalin, because Einam Nigzalim are plagued by Yisura Saliyado, by the Chiyav Hashava. And that's why Yush Kedi Lo Kani. But here, since there's no Chiyav Hashava, there's no Yisura Saliyado, no factor of no impact of Yisuras al Yado. So that's why the Gemara says in Gittin that Yish Kadi Kani Bavadim. According to one day in Yerushalmi in Kilayim, again the Tosfos quotes in Sukkah. Even in Karka you might say it. Of course the issue would be to establish whether or not Karka is even Avud. To say that Eved is Avud, and then to say, oh, so now it depends. What is the nature of Kinyan Yish? But Karka, you might say, is this not? There's no Baisa Gzela, it's not Baisa Avud. But again, the Nesiva says, maybe it depends on whether or not it's Yotze B'dayanim or not. Gemara Babetzi Adav Zayin, the Rabbi Yochanan criterion, Zelefi Shene Shalos, Zelefi Shene Breshuso. Not so simple. So there's discussion of Shtaros, Karkos, Avadim. I think this has a lot to do, I'm not going to be able to finish this, so again, we'll have to, the first year back, we'll just finish up on this point, because it also has to do with one other thing. It has to do with several other nafkamina, but one other issue. And that is how the Kinyan of Yish really works. Tosis here al Atar, on Samach Vav Min Aleph, the other Tosis, right, says, don't think that Yish is Midin Hefker. If it was Midin Hefker, then the factor of Yisur HaSoliyada wouldn't matter. That's Tosis. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that Ari mentioned before, Ari, has a line in which he says, Yish is Hefker. Rashi and Gittin also seem to say Yish is Hefker. So we'll have to figure that out. Is Yish Hefker? Is Yish Hefker of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? That's the famous Shita of the Nesivos. Or is Yish Stam a Kinyan Aveda, Kinyan Motze? Depending what it is, should Yisura Asaliyado and Zela in particular make it better or worse? As we've been describing. So that also may affect several other things. Number one, the discussion in Tosfos Samach Tes. Tosfos has two deos, whether Yush and Gzela will work Birshus HaRabin, or only Birshus HaGazlan, two deos in Tosfos. But those two deos themselves, again, we'll have to explore it when we come back, are really two deos on the relationship between Yush Shol Gzela and Yush Shol Aveda, because Tosfos says, and with this I pretty much finish, Yush of Aveda is Potem and Amaisa. Tosfos Samach Tes Min Aleph. There's another Marvin comments, right? I think so. Yush of Aveda is Potem and Amaiser. Yush of Gzela, according to the Sugya and Samach Tes, seems like it's not Potem and Amaiser. Why? So again, it goes to the question whether the Yushes of Aveda and Gzela, for technical reasons, or because the Yushes work in different ways. Maybe one works Midin Hefker, the other doesn't. So the question of Rishus HaRabim, and then we have to revisit the question of Bal Korcho or Beli Kavanoso, both in Aveda and in Gezela. But this is the general picture. All right, we'll stop here. I wish you a lot of Hatzlacha on the Bechina. Just so everybody remember, it's Sunday morning, a week from this coming Sunday at 10 a.m.
The Ron in the Ayelon Salish read this in the Bumitzia. He said reverse. It sounds like the Ramban is saying it already, but he says clearly, he explains the Ramban that we're saying that the
not like that.
And he actually says that Yeish in Zela in a Kniyah LeGazlan enough Akidekat that you know
it's like a Shiur in the
Shiur in the
it's very interesting. The Ksos has such a line also. The Ksos says that's the difference between Shinui.